Welcome to episode 255 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'll be addressing the topic, sleeping soundly. Sleeping soundly. And the anchor scripture is going to be taken from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 28 to 33. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 28 to 33. And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, when they cry for help, so this is referring to a sinner. In fact, I would read from verse 24. So it's going to be from 24 to 33. It says, so again, he's referring to a sinner. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock you when disaster overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster engulfs you like a cyclone, and anguish and distress overwhelm you. Verse 28, when they cry for help, I will not answer. Though they anxiously search for me, they will not find me, for they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. But all who listen to me, so this is the final verse, verse 33, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So what is this topic about? It's just about sleeping soundly. How do you sleep soundly? In a nutshell, do the will of the Lord. Do the will of the Lord. Because if you read through Proverbs 1, you'll see God calling out to people, hear my voice, obey my words, turn out my commands, do what I'm telling you to do. Do what I'm telling you to do. But you see people ignoring God's commandments, ignoring God's words, ignoring God's prerogatives. And then when disaster comes, they didn't act surprised. No, they didn't act surprised. You should not be surprised. In a sense, you're determining your circumstances. You're determining your circumstances by what you do. When you ignore the commands of the Lord, that's where you're going to get in trouble. When you obey God's commands, you can sleep soundly. And I'm going to give a corollary to what I've just said, right? Because look at verse 33. It says, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. In fact, I'm going to read that same verse, but I'm going to read from the King James. Actually, from the Amplified Version. Let me read from the Amplified Bible. It says, but whoever listens to me, wisdom, will live securely and in confident trust and will be at ease without fear or dread of evil. Without fear or dread of evil. So the thing is, do you want to live a life where you're not living in fear, where you're not living in dread, where you're not living in worry? Then you should do the will of God. You should follow the wisdom of the word of God. That's how you can live peacefully. But again, I think I want to be careful here because I don't want people to think that, oh, divine, so are you saying if you disobey God's word, your life will be chaotic, but if you obey God's word, everything will be awesome, you won't have any problems? No, that is absolutely not what I'm saying. So I'm going to clarify very clearly. I'm going to read this verse 33 again from the Amplified Version. It says, but whoever listens to me, wisdom, will live securely and in confident trust and will be at ease without fear or dread of evil. So does it mean that evil could not come? Oh, absolutely, it could come. But you won't be afraid of it. You won't dread it because you know that God is backing you up. Simple as that. Let me ask you this. When Moses and the Israelites were leaving the land of Egypt, right? And they were going through, they saw the Red Sea in front of them and everything. Don't get me wrong, were the Israelites afraid? They were. But was Moses afraid? No, he was not. Why? Because he had confidence in God. He had confidence in God, that God was able to deliver them from Pharaoh and the Egyptian armies. Or, if you look at the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did evil, was evil around them? Yeah, they were literally about to be thrown into a burning furnace. But even the way they responded to the king, you can read about this, I believe, in the book of Daniel chapter 3. They were not afraid of the king's command that, oh, if you don't bow down to this graven image, you'll be thrown into this fiery furnace. No, they were not afraid. Yes, was evil and calamity around them? Yeah. But were they afraid? No. Right? They said, oh, king, we're not going to bow down to this graven image because we trust that God will save us. But you know what? Even if God doesn't save us, we're not going to bow down before this. These were people that were firmly rooted in Christ. They were firmly rooted in God. So, I'm trying to use this to encourage you today, like, because you see many people today, they have these lives of fear, these lives of worry, these lives of anxiety, always worried about, oh man, my tomorrow, you're so afraid, you're so scared. Let me tell you this, why don't you come out from that fear? Why don't you come out from that worry? Why don't you come out from that anxiety? By just obeying God's commandments. When you obey God's commandments, then God is going to, you are working in line with God, and God will watch over your affairs. Even if things may be tough or challenging, He will lead you through those things. He will hold your hands and He will guide you. He will carry you through those circumstances, right? So I'm telling you this, I feel like the world tries to seek peace, tries to seek sleeping well from either drugs or the security of financial prosperity, or the security of having all the things you want. But those things cannot give complete security. Like, for example, if a person is sick, there are certain diseases that are incurable. There are certain diseases that we have no cure for, right? Those kinds of things, right? People are worried, oh, I hope I don't get this thing. I hope I don't get A. I hope I don't get B. I hope I don't get C, right? But how can you live your life without those worries, without those fears, without those anxieties? Trust in Christ. Trust in Christ. I'm telling you, that is the only life that is worth living. A life where you're trusting in God, where you fear God, where you keep His commandments. That's the life of peace, even in the midst of storms. Like Jesus Christ, He was in the boat and there were storms around Him, right? But He was sleeping soundly because He knew that God, His Father, was watching over Him. So do you want to have any kind of safety in life? Do you want to have any kind of security in life? Those can only come when you have a true, bona fide relationship with God. And that relationship with God starts first with salvation. It starts first with salvation. It starts first with salvation. It starts first with you surrendering your life to the Lord. And if you want to know more about that, because I don't just want to lead you in a prayer, oh, divine said pray, so I'll pray right now. No. What I want you to do is go back. It's a very short podcast. Listen to episode 254. It will tell you why you need salvation, and you have an opportunity to surrender your life to the Lord. But after you surrender your life to the Lord, walk in the wisdom of God. What does it mean to walk in the wisdom of God? It just literally means to keep His commandments. Obey His word. You have the Bible. Read His word. If you don't have it, there are apps, free apps for it. In fact, you can get free Bibles if you really just look online, right? So just look into His word and obey His word. And Father, I thank You, Lord, that as we've heard Your word on sleeping soundly, on living lives without fear, doubt, worries, or anxieties, help us, Lord, to surrender our lives to You if we've not surrendered our lives to You. But also after we surrendered our lives to You, or for those of us that have surrendered our lives to You, give us the grace to obey Your commandments. Give us the grace to live by the wisdom of Your word. And as we do so, Lord, let us live lives of peace, having full faith, confidence, and trust in You. And I commit this week into Your hands. I pray that may You guide us. I pray that may You help us. I pray that may You bless us. And I pray that may You strengthen us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Until next week, have a wonderful week ahead. God bless you. Shalom. Bye for now.